So let's review. Umi Amar Rabbi Yechanan Hachi. After learning in the previous daf that Rabbi Yechanan paskins like Rabbi Shimon that items do not have to be prepared before Shabbos in order to avoid becoming mukta, the Gemara questions how this can be true in light of Rabbi Yechanan's opinion that halacha gistam mishnah. We generally follow the opinion of an anonymous mishnah. There seems to be three mishnahs that are anonymous that follow Rabbi Yehuda. One mishnah is about using a beam that had been broken on Yom Tov for firewood. One about not using wood that had been put away and stored, and one about shechting animals from the wild on Yom Tov. All three are forbidden. The Gemara answers that the first mishnah is attributed to Rabbi Yosef Ben Yehuda. The second mishnah speaks about expensive wood that is muktzah machmas chasar and kis, which even Rabbi Shimon agrees to. And the third mishnah is not binding upon Rabbi Yechanan because he has a competing stam mishnah where Beis Hillel holds like Rabbi Shimon that we may remove bones and shells from a table on Shabbos. Pligba Rabbi Achav Ravina. There is a machlokes how to paskin with regard to the various types of muktzah. One said, we rule regular Reb Shimon regarding all types of muktzah, except regarding muktzah machmas mias, something that is muktzah because it is repugnant. For example, ner yashin, an old clay lamp, where we paskin like Reb Yehuda that it's aser. One said, we rule like Reb Shimon regarding all types of muktzah, even muktzah machmas mias, except regarding muktzah machmas iser. Something muktzah because it was forbidden to be used when Shabbos started. For example, ner shaliku baba iser Shabbos, the lamp that was lit for Shabbos candles, that Shabbos, where we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, that it's aser. However, when it comes to muktzah machmas chasar and kis, something that is muktzah because nobody would ever use it for anything but its normal use, even Rabbi Shimon agrees it is aser. Zak the Mishnah, mafirin nedarim b'Shabbos, v'neshalim l'nedarim shehin l'tzarech Shabbos. A husband or father may annul vows on Shabbos, and a bezdin or chacham may be matan nedarim that affect Shabbos on Shabbos. The Mishnah is clear that ataras nedarim of a chacham may only be done l'tzarech Shabbos when there is a Shabbos need. The Gemara asks, what about ataras nedarim of the husband or father? May that also be only when it's done l'tzarech Shabbos, or even when there is no Shabbos need? In the second version of the question, the Gemara assumes that if ataras nedarim can be done for a full 24-hour period after the neder was made, one would not be able to annul nedarim that are not l'tzarech Shabbos, since they can be annulled after Shabbos. If, however, ataras nedarim can only be done on the same calendar day, one may annul nedarim that are not l'tzarech Shabbos, since there is no other time it can be done. The Gemara cites a braisa that tanoihi, it is actually machlokes tanoim, whether nedarim can be annulled on the calendar day only, or even for a full 24-hour period after the neder was made. Although the Mishnah allows being matan nedarim that affect Shabbos, the Gemara questions whether we only allow this when the person had no opportunity to do it before Shabbos, or even if he could have done it before Shabbos. The Gemara concludes, afagav de hava lepnai, even if there was a chance to do it before, it may be done on Shabbos. The Mishnah continues, upaikikin esamor, one may temporarily shutter a window in accordance with the opinion of the Rabbanon and of Kovchovhei Amad Beis. One may measure a rag, whether it has the prerequisite shear to become tamei or generate tumah. So too, we may measure the mikveh if it has the minimum amount of water of 40 sah. Measuring is asim drabbanon because of ovdu d'chayil, but was waived l'tzarech mitzvah. The Mishnah continues. There was once a story, where they shuttered a window with an earthenware flask and tied an earthenware vessel with a reed, to determine whether there was an opening of a handbreadth in a barrel. And from their words we learn that we may shutter, measure, and tie on Shabbos. The Gemara elaborates on this story. There was a narrow alley between two houses with a dead body in it, and a cracked barrel hovered over the dead body. They shuttered the house window with a kli before the person died to block the tumah from entering the house, and took a kli that was exactly tefach wide, tied a reed to it, and measured the crack in the barrel with it to see if the tumah could escape through the crack. We learn from here that one may shutter, measure, and tie things on Shabbos. The Masechta concludes with a story of Rabbi Barav Huna, who was measuring a tub of water on Shabbos. When Ula asked that the Rabban only allow a medida de mitzvah, measuring for the sake of a mitzvah, he answered that, Misasik ba'almana, I'm not really measuring for any purpose, which is mutter because the Rabban only prohibited a significant measurement for a purpose. Hanulach Misha Hechshech Uslikalom Mesechta Shabbos. Rav Barkashim completed the 24th Perek Misha Hechshech as well as Mesechta Shabbos Be'ez Hashem. Hanulach Mesechta Shabbos, we shall return to Mesechta Shabbos. May we merit Lahaschil Mesechtas Acherim L'Saimah. To begin, learn, and complete many more Mesechtas Be'ezus Hashem.